This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A study of public housing in New York City found that those managed by private developers are more satisfied. The people who live in them are more satisfied than those who live in places managed by the city housing authority. But some nuance is required to understand this result. Here is Marketplace's Erica Barris.
Private developers took over 6 New York City Housing Authority buildings 2 years ago. They repaired and renovated for about $80 million. Now, a survey of residents and data on repairs finds that, compared to the publicly run buildings,
the tenants are happier and the buildings are performing better.
Jessica Katz is director of Citizens Housing Planning Council, the developer-backed nonprofit that did the study. But it also found that tenant turnover is higher in the privately managed buildings. Nicholas Bloom, a professor at the New York Institute of Technology who studies public housing, says that may be because when it comes to rent,
private managers are not going to be as tolerant of non-payment.
Judith Goldner is an attorney with Legal Aid whose office has represented public housing residents, and she says the building improvements are good, especially since
we're seeing rampant disinvestment from the federal government in terms of the funding they're providing for public housing.
This public-private partnership will likely continue. New York City Housing Authority is facing $25 billion in repairs. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.